School Tour with Leia Super Troopers TV. Join over 1 million children helping us get healthier. LeiaSuperTroopers.ie.
Well, it used to be called Shauna's School Run, and now, through much deliberation with Aisling Bonner joining the show all those weeks ago at this stage. Hi, Aisling.
Hello, how are you?
You've changed the name from School Run to...
School Tour. Oh, Aisling School Tour. No alliteration.
Such a control freak.
Unfortunately,
you really are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so sorry, Shauna, but it wouldn't have sounded right.
Aisling School Tour. So, did you get the bus and everything?
No, I got the Today FM Jeep, which is also yellow. Yellow,
very good. Yes. Was there a cat on it or something?
There was. Yes. So, I headed homeward bound. Yeah. Towards near where I live in Kildare to Skulnavewarra in Staplestown, and I did swing by my house and I did put my cat on the bonnet.
Ah, right. So
no,
that was your
scratches,
cat.
Yeah, though. Yeah, very good. No, yeah, it was my cat.
Cool. So you went to Skulnavewarra in Staplestown, County Kildare.
Yes, and I spoke to all the kids from Miss Radford's third and fourth class. Miss Radford would know me very well.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
She's my mother.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you chose your mother from all the people that came in to
Well, they will be all considered in the coming weeks, but my mother's
Were you
class...
Worried? Did you want your mommy to be able to...
I wanted my mommy there to help me, And actually, we told the kids when I was there that she was my mom, and they were like,
Oh, my God, the radio girl!
They couldn't believe it. So anyway,
she's Miss Radford.
She's Miss Radford.
She's popular, yeah?
Yeah, they love her. Everybody loves her. So they were so welcoming, they even gave me a round of applause when I left.
Right, so just like I saw that written down there. It says, so they didn't give you a round of applause when you arrived.
No, they weren't sure about me.
Did you not think that maybe they gave you a round of applause when you left? Does that mean that they were kind of...
Yeah, maybe. But they needed to warm up to me, I suppose. So I spoke to 27 kids.
Oh, my God.
I spoke to Aoife, Grace, Cahill, Ted, Matilda, Lucy, Amelia, Daniel C., Emma, Andrew, Killian, Sive, Daniel K., Mason, Keane, Ryan, Neve, Rachel, Isabella, Martha, Maeve, Sean T., Anya, Sean D., Levon, Cormac, and Oscar. And unfortunately, Summer and Ethan were absent. We missed them terribly.
Was Summer on a holiday? And Ethan, they were absent, unfortunately.
They were absent.
But anyway, they will be able to hear some of their friends and pupils and fellow pupils.
Yeah, and I believe some of them might be in the school early listening.
Oh, right, okay. And you got your own jingle as well.
I did, apparently, yeah.
Aisling School Tour with Leia Super Troopers TV. Join over 1 million children helping us get healthier. LeiaSuperTroopers.ie.
So, Michael D. Higgins has been in the news a good bit recently between his row in the north and his visit to Pope Francis. So I asked the kids what the president's role is and what he actually does.
I know he goes to Crow Park to watch the matches to make sure no chaos goes along. Like, I was watching one match one day and jerseys were being ripped off each other. So that's kind of why he's there.
Does he rule the world?
No. Well, he's in charge of Ireland.
Yeah. So he might sit there looking out the window, looking at all the cars pass and all the people walking.
I think he, like, signs papers and all. And he makes rules by, say, if someone gives him a paper and then he says, this should be a rule or something, then he signs it. That makes it a rule.
I think that he makes sure that the country isn't in riots, like there's no fighting going around.
Just sits there in the chair looking all day. Drinking coffee.
I think his job is to protect us. And I think he's a good president.
Yes.
You know, he might be listening at the moment.
Maybe
and
he
was saying, Sabina, I've just realised what it is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's all I have to do. Sit out the window and look at everybody going by.
I know, but I like the idea that he has to go to Croke Park to make sure everything's, you know, he's kind of like a VAR sort of guy.
Yeah,
he's
like ultimate Hawkeye.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the president's job. Did you ask him anything else?
Yes. So you might remember last week we were talking about scientists that are trialling potty training cows because apparently the cow pee is bad for the environment. So I asked the kids how they would go about toilet training a cow.
Toilet training a cow, okay.
Yeah. Maybe you could put this big ginormous toilet and then they could always just go and sit down and pee.
Go in the swimming pool in the middle of the field and they pee in the swimming pool.
Maybe give them a treat after, like positive reinforcement, like if you're trying to toilet train a cat or something.
The way you could put them in a paddock, but you could just have
the ground made a drain and going into a big drain, you'd have to put like something over the drain so it wouldn't break their shins and calves.
Cool, you get a bucket, you keep it to the cow.
Yeah.
Then when it goes into the bucket.
And how long do you think it would take to potty train a cow?
Like years, because a cow is a cow. That's all it is. It's an animal that you either eat or milk. That's it.
About like 2 years. I trained my dog not to eat chickens for 2 years.
I think we might have a few future engineers and vets there,
so
you know.
Geniuses.
Yeah, my God, they've got it all worked out.
Yeah.
Take years to potty train a cow.
It would, because they are just meat or milk.
There you go. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, everybody.
And thank you very much to Miss Radford. You were very kind to our new recruit here in the Breakfast Show.
Yeah, she was lovely to me.
Lovely, very good. And Ashley's school tour was with thanks to Leia, Super Troopers TV.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.